There's a sense among the duo of a pause for breath, a steadying before the business. Narc is already bunching his right fist. Perot notes three rings on the index, middle, and ring fingers, bands of gold as broad as sawn-off plumbing. He has, he reckons, a few seconds left. Baxter is in his mid-twenties. This isn't the moment to be asking for a family history. If a parent has it, you have a 50-50 chance of going down two. Chromosome 4. Narc is drawing back his right arm to strike. Your father had it. Now you've got it too. Perone is counting on Baxter knowing about his condition. If he does, he won't have told Narc, or any of his friends. This is his secret shame. When Baxter speaks at last, his voice is different. Cautious, perhaps. You knew my father? I'm a doctor. Like fuck you are dressed like that. I'm a doctor. Has someone explained to you what's going to happen? Do you want me to tell you what I think your problem might be? It works. The shameless blackmail works. Baxter flares suddenly. What problem? And before Perone can reply, he adds ferociously, and you'll shut the fuck up. Narc says, what's going on? What did your dad have? Shut up. What's he on about, Baxter? Baxter shoves the broken wing mirror into Narc's hand. Go and wait in the car. You're kidding. I mean it. Go and wait in the fucking car.